Monday. Hello there.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead and give us your hook.
Can't trust that day.
Now I'm at home.
Mamas and papas.
That's right.
Yeah. How you doing there, Mama Cass?
I'm good.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
That's okay. I can be Mama Cass. I love Mama Cass's voice. Just don't send any ham sandwiches my way.
That is not, that whole thing
know,
about choking on the ham
true.
Sandwich.
It's not true.
It's nothing.
It just happened while she was eating a ham sandwich.
Yeah, but she didn't choke on it.
No.
You know, that's just an old tale.
Yeah, urban myth. Urban myth.
Exactly. Well, what you got this morning? You got some good stuff for us?
Well, the fact that we've been having so many athletic events between baseball, men's lacrosse, women's lacrosse, basketball just did its number. Mm-hmm. So I thought today...
Basketball did its number really well.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Play that again,
Sam. I'm still celebrating, by the way.
As we should.
Yeah. Because it's only been a week.
Know, those things don't come round a lot.
No.
You embrace them and enjoy them.
I see what you did there. Round. I'm talking round ball here.
Athlete numbers. We're doing athlete numbers today.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So, of course, Ron, as you well remember, because you played with him, Babe Ruth wore number 3.
Okay.
Wilt Chamberlain wore number 13.
Okay. I do remember that,
What too. Jersey number did
Michael
Mia...
Jordan?
No. What right. jersey number did Mia Hamm famously wear?
I think I know the answer to that question.
Babe Ruth wore number 3. Wilt Chamberlain wore number 13. What jersey number did Mia Hamm famously wear?
And just for the record, Michael Jordan wore number 23,
Correct.
As everybody knows. All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you think you know the answer to the question, you might possibly win a $50 gift card from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace at the end of the week.
For 50 Wahoolas.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. A lot of things have changed at WCHL, including a brand new broadcast location at University Place in Chapel Hill. But one thing hasn't changed, and that's our Hometown Hero program. Our friends at Performance Auto Mall and all of us at WCHL have been saluting hometown heroes for a long time. There's one every week. Tell us about someone you think should be in our spotlight. Go to chapelboro.com and nominate that special person. Thanks on behalf of Performance Auto Mall and all of us here at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
All right, Freddie Cogger, you want to know what number Mia Hamm wore?
Yep.
One of the greatest soccer players ever.
Yep.
Carolina star.
Yep.
World star.
Yep.
Number 5?
Nope.
I'm wrong?
We had a series of yeps, and then we go to a nope.
Oh, okay. Sorry to let you down.
That's all right. That's all right.
I was thinking it was number 5.
I'll give you
reason.
A hint.
What?
Beatles, White Album.
Number 9.
That's it.
Number 9.
Number 9. Turn me
I forgot.
On, dead man.
For some reason, I had number 5
Turn
in my mind
man.
When I pictured her.
Turn me on, dead man. That was supposedly, folks, when you spun your album backwards, which screwed up your turntable, that supposedly number 9.
The walrus was Paul.
Exactly. Well, that was Glass Onion also.
Buried Paul.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Yeah.
Mia Hamm wore number 9, the 2-time Olympic gold medalist and FIFA Women's World Cup winner, played for Anson Dorrance right here at UNC from 1990 to 1994. She played as a forward for the United States Women's National Soccer Team from 87 to 2004 and all the way through.
And what famous baseball player wore number 9? Come on, lots of home runs.
9.
Yankees, number 9.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait,
Roger Maris.
Yes, that's correct. And
of
Mickey wore
is.
Number 7. I'm sorry, I was thinking somewhere. What number did Harmon Killebrew wear?
Harmon Killebrew, what, number 17, I think?
Oh,
I could be wrong.
Folks, we're going to have to go back and double check
that.
Yeah,
I have to look that one up, but I'm not sure. Okay. Bobby Richardson was number 1.
I remember that. Played second base.
Tom Tresh was
from
number
South Carolina.
2, was he not?
Were you a Yankee fan growing up?
I was when I was a kid, yeah.
And then you grew up.
Then I grew up. And,
okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Go Tribe.
Well, I don't know about that, but
go
anyway.
Tribe.
Thank you so much, buddy.
All right, man. See you tomorrow for Rock and Roll.